This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey, stop me if you think you've heard this one before, but plastic bags are on their way out for good this time, as Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill into law allowing a loophole from back in 2014. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, why is it going to work this time?
You know, Eric, I'm not sure if it is going to work this time, but not giving up in Sacramento. Basically, what we have is the governor signing a bill that he says closes a loophole. I'm not sure it closes a loophole. We've got to remember, back in 2014, we just passed a law to ban plastic bags at the checkout counter unless they could be deemed reusable. And so they gave us these thick plastic bags that I reuse all the time, but to be honest, a lot of people don't. And so we're still having plastic garbage. As a matter of fact, it's increased. So now what they're saying is we need to have, rather than the thicker plastic bags, we need to have plastic bags or bags that are made of more recyclable material at the checkout counter. I'm not sure what that's going to wind up being, but you can bet it's going to wind up costing us at least 10 cents a bag, as we're paying now, or possibly more.
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious how far this plastic bag thing's going to go, because we can still use plastic bags for produce, for example.
Well, that's right, but those are thin, completely recyclable produce bags, and we use them for meats, too. Some stores have cut them out, stopped using them for produce, and because they wrap their... I'm sorry. Think of it. You walk through the store, and as you're picking up things, you're in the produce department, let's say, and you get your vegetables and your tomatoes, and they're in a plastic carton half the time, right? You put them in the, yep, your cart. You move on, and you go to the milk, and you grab a milk, and it's in a plastic container. And then you go and you pick up, your sodas, and they're in plastic bottles, and you pick up a bag of chips, and it's in a plastic bag. And then you go to the checkout counter, and they say, "We can't use plastic here."
You're on a roll.
I mean, it is those things that, the bottom line here is that what we're trying to do is legislate behavior. If you have plastic or non-plastic, you're supposed to, reuse them instead of just tossing them away. But we in California, the most environmentally conscious state in the country, love tossing stuff away. We just toss it and we toss it on the street. It winds up going into the bay, leads to problems, and leads to laws. I'm not sure if it changes anything because, like I said, every time you walk into a store, you pick up plastic here, you pick up plastic there, and then at the counter they say, "Sorry, no plastic bags." So you go figure. We'll see if this law works. You can't, one thing you got to give them points for is they never give up. They keep trying. The other thing is the plastic use went up 50% in the first couple of years after this ban was passed. So I'm not sure. We'll see how much it goes up the second time around. But in the meantime, enjoy your shopping.
I think they call that a paradox, Phil.
What shelf is that on, Eric? I'm looking for paradoxes. What shelf is that on?
It's in a plastic bag over on aisle 3. Thanks, Phil. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.